Mr. Kevin, I love you to death as a pastor and a good old friend, you know, in the trance with the gospel. But why did you call me around your house? Because every time people call me, people want something. Like Jenny's called. Every time she called me, she always wants it.
Hey, I've heard Jenny's been a lot better with that recently.
Okay, that's a good point. That is true. My point being is, love, what are you up to?
Well, I thought you could watch something with me.
Honey, you're old enough to watch movies by yourself. I mean, PG, you can watch a PG movie around me. I mean, don't watch the 18th, that ain't biblical, I'm just saying. But you know...
No, I don't mean that.
Then what do you mean? Oh, Adam Robinson, Charlie Robinson. Honey, the last time that we were all together, with a few extras out with our dad, we were forced to watch that ridiculous film by Volar. Remember when Tessa Crabb and the atheist gang tried to take over the whole country and it was There's No God, Get Used to It, blah, 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 from that guy who clearly stole that power they went for Voltaire. I saw what Volar was doing, honey. You know, that name reminds me of that lady, you know, the friend, even, you know, Volar, Volar, Volar. I mean, was he the inspiration for that? But
Nanny Prescott, we are watching a similar type of thing.
Oh, honey, I want to go. See you later, but I ain't watching people cursing my Lord. I'm like, Hannah Chan, no. I'm like, no.
Well, Nanny Prescott, I thought it might be useful if we did.
Honey, I don't want to watch someone go against my Lord. Why do you want to?
It's not I want to. I feel like this is something that our church would be possibly dealing with, as this is a big documentary and all, and might as well get the head of scoop of it, as it were.
What is this thing called?
It's called The Church Exposed.
The Church Exposed, honey child. We ain't naked, we're clothed with Christ. What are they on about? Exposed, goodness me.
Well, it's done by your favourite, Don Donalds.
Oh, that idiot. Why are we listening to him?
Nanny Prescott, I think that's a bit harsh.
Kevin, the Bible literally says, okay, that a fool says that there is no God. Now, he says there is no God, he's a fool, translated today, he's stupid and an idiot.
Well, Nanny Prescott, I still don't think the name God...
Listen, I'm just going by what the Bible says.
Oh, Nanny Prescott, what is that?
Point being, he's a foolish man. We'll go with foolish, okay, to make you happy. He is foolish. So why are we listening to him?
Well, for the reasons I said before.
Okay, well, I'll sit down. How are you doing, Adam?
I'm good, thank you.
Charlie, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay.
You still working out well, living with your uncle?
Yeah, he's been great.
Did you go to camp this year again?
I did. Teamed up with Johnny Doreen once again.
Good on you, love, good on you. Keep preaching the gospel to the folks. We need more gospel to spread it like jam, child. Spread it like jam. What? I said that clam chowder.
You said that spread it like jam chowder.
But it sounds like clam chowder, Kevin. You know what I mean? Okay. Is this thing on you? Is it starting?
I think it...
Okay. Well, let him expose the church or whatever.
Hello. This is Don Donaldson. I'm here with a definitive documentary to expose the biggest frauds and fakes in the world. That is the church.
Oh, honey, I thought you were going to see the Kardashian family or something. Oh, him, all those influencers. They are faking them. You know how Cardi was fake, isn't it? Fake.
Nanny Prescott, please, I'm going to have to keep stopping pause. Last time you were here, we kept on having to stop because you kept on talking.
Honey, you're here listening for my commentary. I'm going to comment, okay? That's why you wanted me. I'm going to comment.
Now, you know me. I was a pastor's son, so I know all the tricks that these people try and do. And I'm not here to expose them.
Okay, let's hear it. Give what you got.
These people at church claim they do so much for people. All they do is stand around on a random Wednesday talking to the ceiling about their problems and ills rather than getting them sorted out.
Oh boy, is this the level? Kevin, if you brought me for this level. This is like Sunday school level bad, honey, child.
But it's TV.
That's a good point, Adam Robinson. It's always low-bowed when it comes to TV. They never understand properly about Christianity, so they get some random yahoo who claiming that's what we had to talk about. And like, oh, that's nice. I'd like to know who does your, because I've never met him in my life. They haven't come to my church. Don't know what's that all about.
But it's burned up on Twitter, Nanny Prescott. People really resonate with the whole prayer on Wednesdays.
Honey, literally every church in the world does prayer on Wednesday for some reason, however, honey, that's not exactly rocket shines, you know, blind screw in.
Even so, people are like salivating over it.
Oh, child, I'm telling you, low bar, low bar.
Nanny Prescott can be
okay, we'll get back to the thing. What's he got now?
All the while, there's poverty, there's homelessness, there's crime.
Honey, can I ask a question? I know he's on the screen. Can you pause, Kevin? But the church does a lot of things. They sell loads of charities. They do loads of things. They're doing the homeless. Like, what are you if you're doing to help that, honey? Because I don't see those receipts, love. I mean, I heard that story. Did you hear the story over at the school in America?
There's a lot of schools in America.
I know, a lot of stories like this too. But point being, they were doing an little outreach, you know, giving the gospel to people, but also kids getting toys and books and washing flannels, all sorts of stuff, honey, to help people, you know, in the proud countries and areas in life, honey. And then the school were there, because they were like, no, we don't want to do this. It's because it's separation of church and state. And then they were like, okay, we're not going to give people the kids. So did they do anything to replace it? Some old atheist kind of thing where they could send, you know, a picture of Richard Dawkins or whatever? No. They send them absolutely nothing, child. So basically, they said the Grinch is trying to steal everyone's power, honey, but they ain't got enough to supply. And that's what I'm going to say.
That's good. Let's continue.
Yeah, let's continue.
Christianity is nothing but a bigoted, intolerant religion.
Oh, well, that's an interesting statement. I'd like to disagree.
Nanny Presk?
Now, you want to come to me giving it to you, Kevin. But it's a good line you can use, because I think Christians are very tolerant. I think the church is very tolerant at home. Are you yahoos out there? Of course they were, child. But there's a lot of them in the atheist camp, too. But my point is this, right? God is so merciful and tolerant, honey, child. He hasn't killed me yet, honey, for the bad things I've done. He hasn't killed him yet. For him to deny his existence. He's one of them saying, you know, I don't believe God exists and I hate him and all that sort of jazz, honey, child. And he's still on the earth, honey. That is how merciful God is. And we saw when his patience was drawn. No more patience. I mean, that wicked dollar. I don't want to speak ill today, honey, but I think that lie went out like the nuts in Georgia, honey, child. Because it was time up. No need to have, you know, the little B2 thing. It was time up. And in the same way, honey, child, that's how God tolerant is, that he persevered for nonsense for so long. Because when we get annoyed, honey, like it's a baby crying on the train. And you know, sometimes I can get you a bit too much. You just want to just bust up and be like, child, shut up! But then he holds it, and he holds it, and holds it, and oh my, don't hold it. But then, oh my, I'm just telling you, woo, goodness me.
The church is against science.
Okay, we're just dropping in claims. Firstly, a lot of people in the olden days who were scientists were Christians, right, and priests, and all that sort of stuff. But secondly, these days, honey, I don't think it's the church who are denying science and reality. In a certain subject, I think you all know about. I think it's all the other people out there who got invested in just to deny reality, honey. And I include some of the scientists who cannot even tell what a woman and a man. I'm just saying, you take it to the bank on what you say, but honey, you can't use that line anymore. That line is now retired, honey, with all the foolishness going on down these days.
The church is a parasite on humanity.
Oh, is that the doorbell, honey? Oh, I'm so glad of a distraction. Let me go and get the door.
Nanny Prescott, this isn't your house.
I don't care. I'm going for the door. Better hear about him talking about her with that, you know, parasites. Honey, I thought that was a Korean movie or something like that. Anyway, hello, who are you? Oh, it's the Avon lady. Looks it's all pink. I'm happy to talk to her. Why don't I want to know? Hello, how you doing, love?
I'm not the Avon lady. I'm actually the Nova lady.
Oh, that's Avon backwards. Ooh, that's clever so you don't get sued by it. That's a good idea.
Although we still are getting sued by Andrea Nova.
Oh, is she still on that conquest trying to take over the town or the country and coin overland? Goodness me, that lady's alive. Oh, but you know all about her, yeah?
Yes, and her many losses.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. What's your name?
Oh, I'm Barbara Blanco.
Oh.
What'd you say?
Oh, no, nothing, dear. Just I've had a bad experience with Barbara.
Oh, I thought everyone loved Barbara. I mean, Barbara Streisand.
Well, honey, as much as I love, I am a woman in love. We took our Bible verse to sing to that. And also, Barbara Streisand. Every time I think of Barbara, I think of Barbara Novak, and when she tried to kill, well, she buried a bunch of people underneath the ground trying to kill them just so we could try and release her crazy husband and try to burn down the town. But then she got sat on by Elton Musk. This guy died along with breaking the DVD, which was the evidence that she was holding for us to try and find out that actually she was burning people down in the first place. It's a crazy story, you know, man. Read, you know, volume 31 if you want more.
Well, I've got some makeup that you would be dying to it.
Honey, I'd be more caught dead wearing. I don't wear makeup, honey. Chat. I am beautiful in every single way, and makeup ain't gonna improve that.
Well, I think you can use a little improve. What's your name?
It's Nanny Prescott, chat. And I didn't do any of this stuff, so thanks again. But you know, see that actually. So keep saying hey if you can, because although I'm zero interest in this, I will be talking to you to watching the movie.
Oh, you're watching another Michael Bay movie?
Honey, it's worse. It's more car crashing than that, honey, child. All about Don Donaldson going on about the church is a scam, blah, blah, blah. I don't think the scam is him, honey. They ain't gonna listen to him, you know? You know, I'm a God family, and he's just talking, you know, both sides of mouth nonsense.
But I do need you to buy something. Otherwise, you know, Lady Lilac's not really happy with me.
Well, honey, well, she'd be more happy than I am with watching this movie, honey. I tell you what, love, I'll make it worth your while. I will pay you for you to not give me makeup. How about it? I will pay you. Because I ain't giving the blusher, the thing that makes you look whiter than Michael Jackson. I ain't doing that, honey. No, I'm not. It's not in my last bet, no.
Well, we do have a funeral pack.
Honey, I don't want makeup at my funeral, honey. No, sorry.
Well, what about if they're embalmed?
Honey, why are we talking? Since when do you have a funeral makeup? Like, Nova, Ava, whatever lady you are. You must be dead with us. I'm just telling you. Goodness me. You know, here's some money and keep the change.
Oh, thank you, Nanny Prescott.
Oh, well, honey, don't look too overjoyed.
Don't worry, that won't be happening.
Okay, well, see you later, bye, Barbara. Take care. Ooh, she's ungrateful, honey. She should be grateful I gave her money after I was spamming at the door. And she didn't even take up too much of my time trying to miss the movie. Okay, what did I miss?
You know what, Nanny Prescott? Nothing much at all. I think you were right about this was very below. He always saying these are statements.
I told you, Kevin, I told you.
Although it is blowing up on Twitter with people believing such things.
Well, Charlie, people believe what they want to believe when it comes to stuff like this. I'm telling you, you know, unless the spirit's moving, honey, they're moving away. Sorry, I laughed. But, well, we might as well watch this. I bet this is a good sermon prep for you on Sunday, honey, child.
How did you know?
Honey, I can read you like a book. I've been listening to so much of your sermons anyway, and I know how your mind ticks, talks like your Kesha on the clock. Oh, that app, honey. I still wish Kesha gets money from that app, honey, because I feel it just throw her right there went with it.
You and listen to What's Going On in Grass Valley. I'm the creator, so Thomas Taylor. Thank you so much for coming aboard, and this is so it's always great to have you. Do remember there's books you can buy, see below in the description, and there are other episodes as well, so do enjoy those. But until next time, bye bye for now.